Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehr. And the recognition of same-sex marriage by the state of New York was a momentous legal turning point, but it was by no means all-inclusive. Many gay and lesbian couples in the state are now facing a newly complicated legal landscape when it comes to adoption and parenting issues. Here to explain the legal aftermath of same-sex marriage recognition is Lambda legal attorney and director of constitutional litigation, Susan Summers. Welcome to the program, Susan.
Thank you.
And listeners, we want to take your calls. Has the recognition of same-sex marriage put you and your family in a complicated legal situation? Call us and tell us your story, 212-433-WNYC. We can't ask our expert, Susan Summers, to give us legal advice here on the show, but we want to hear about your adoptions, parenting rights issues, anything that has been newly defined in this context of gay and lesbian marriage, and your questions going forward, 212-433-9692. Now, Susan, this caught our eye because there was an article in the Times about a Brooklyn court ruling last month. A now married lesbian couple in the state of New York had a child about 9 months ago. One woman is the biological mother of their child, and her partner was seeking an adoption so that she could have parental rights. But this judge ruled that that adoption is now unnecessary in New York State. Can you give us the context of how marriage and legal custody of a child in New York State, how do those two interface right now with marriage being legal?
Sure. And let me unravel a little bit what was going on in the decision you referred to. The non-biological mother of the child indisputably is the legal parent of the child under New York law because she and her spouse were married, conceived the child using anonymous donor sperm, and under New York law that applies to same-sex and different-sex couples equally, both spouses are the parents of the child. Both went on the child's birth certificate. But for lesbian couples, same-sex couples, organizations like Lambda Legal highly recommend that couples go the extra step of a second parent adoption to secure the legal parental status of the non-biologically related parent for purposes of stepping outside of this state into any more hostile jurisdiction or state in the United States that may not recognize this parental status of the non-biological parent simply by virtue of their marriage. And that's why these second parent adoptions continue to be very important.
Second parent adoptions continue to be important, and they continue in New York State. So to talk through the decision from in that Brooklyn court last month that the judge ruled this is no longer necessary in New York State because New York marriage is New York marriage and both spouses have legal parental rights here.
So I think the judge in that decision in many ways meant well. I think her point was you're fully an equal parent under New York law, and I can't make you a parent, you know, two times over. But the decision is, I believe, and we're quite hopeful, a real outlier. Many judges around this state in the years since New York has respected out-of-state marriages and granted parental rights to the non-biological spouse, and in the years since the Marriage Equality Act passed, have been routinely giving these second parent adoptions. This is just one isolated judge who has decided, well, since you're already a parent, you can't adopt your own child. We believe that she's simply wrong as a matter of state adoption law and that she's drastically downplaying what the consequences could be for couples when they leave New York to travel or move or work, and the parental status of the non-biologically related parent could be questioned.
I'm speaking with Susan Summer of Lambda Legal about family law and LGBT marriage and family and parenting rights. If you have questions or have a story to tell, give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. So again, Susan, you mentioned second parent adoption, this process that a lot of couples in New York State go through. It's not required under New York State law, but it's highly advisable in the event that they leave a state where marriage is recognized. I'm just curious, once a child is on the way and a couple has gone through all of the various steps to get pregnant, to find a donor, to find someone to carry the child, what's the legal budget like for a couple to get this parental rights issue settled?
Well, it could cost up to probably a couple of $1,000s. Of course, there can be legal services organizations as well that can help perform these adoptions for lower income people without the same expenditure. But it's really worth it. And the way I like to look at this is that your second parent adoption is really your state-issued passport. Only New York State can issue this passport for a couple and their child born here in New York, and it's the passport that lets you travel safely elsewhere. Without the second parent adoption, which is really the gold standard for getting recognition of the parental status, you could conceivably find yourself in a situation where the parental rights of the non-biologically related parent are questioned often at the worst moment, in times of a medical emergency, if there's been an accident, if there's conflict or death in the family.
So you call this the passport out of state. What's the value of a birth certificate in New York State? And explain how birth certificates work in same-sex couples when a child is born.
So in New York, and this is a great thing, this is part of the good news, in New York now for years routinely the state and the city of New York have issued birth certificates naming both women, both mothers, when a married same-sex couple, two lesbians, deliver a child in the state and have used anonymous donor insemination. The birth certificate is very important for getting health insurance coverage right away, for registering in schools. It's considered strong evidence of the parental status of the child's two mothers. But it is not in itself absolutely conclusive proof of parentage, and it can be question. So if you leave the state, bring the birth certificate showing both mothers. But the problem is that when push comes to shove, it's possible that could be questioned.
It caught our eye that last week a baby in Vancouver became the first person to have three parents named on her birth certificate. This was in light of a new piece of legislation in British Columbia called the Family Law Act that allows up to four legal parents on a birth certificate. In this particular case, her married lesbian parents decided they didn't just want an anonymous sperm donor, they wanted the biological father to also be on the birth certificate. Do you see, is there, in New York State, two parents only on a birth certificate? Do you think this is going to stay in British Columbia, or do you see an opening where there could be more parents on a birth certificate for a child as families change?
Mm-hmm. Well, it remains to be seen if and when that will come to New York, but I do believe it's absolutely a developing trend to recognize the great diversity of families. Sometimes there are three parents. It's in the child's best interest to have all three of those parents respected. Of course, that's not where we are in this proceeding, in this case, or at this point in New York.
And you've mentioned two mothers as we've talked. Is there any legal difference when it's two married men who have a child and want to adopt?
Well, no. I mean, if two men are married and wish to adopt, they are adopting a child that is not already legally the child of either of them. So the reasoning that the judge in the case you've been talking about applied would not at all govern in that situation. There should be no problem whether it's two men or two women who together seek to adopt a child that is not already a child legally belonging to one or both of the the spouses.
We're taking your calls if you have family law questions, given the changing legal landscape of marriage, LGBT marriage in New York State, and as it's rapidly changing across the country. What are your questions about marriage, adoption, parenting rights? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Susan Summer, I just want to go back to that Brooklyn judge and that decision. You said you disagree with its findings. The judge in that case said that other states could just as easily question adoption papers that went through a court in New York State. Is there any precedent for that?
Actually, I think the judge was really inaccurate on that point. The judge was referring to the constitutional principle of full faith and credit. Full faith and credit is at its absolute strongest when you have a court-ordered judgment. A judgment from a court, like an adoption decree, that gets the most full faith and credit no matter where you go, whereas your marital status, traditionally and under the full faith and credit clause and under the remaining provisions of the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, can and are questioned in hostile jurisdictions. So the adoption decree really is the gold standard. It gets the most respect wherever you travel, unlike your marital status.
So you're saying marriage, whereas it might not be recognized in a state that doesn't recognize same-sex marriage, there's not been much precedent. There's not been precedent for looking at an adoption and questioning the legality of that.
Right. The adoption decree gets respect. The courts and the state will say, yes, we agree you are the legal parent of the child.
Sharon,
that's why an adoption is so important.
Sharon in Westport, Connecticut, you have a question for Susan Summer from Lambda Legal?
Hi. No, I don't have a question, but just as a two-mom family, and we did a co-parent adoption as well, the Lambda person is absolutely correct. I mean, not just for leaving the state of Connecticut or state of New York, but we travel internationally continuously. And, you know, if one of us, I'm the biological mother, if something were to happen to me, and we're in a country, you know, we travel Turkey, Asia, all over the world, you need that co-parent adoption so that the other parent is right there, you know, with legal standing, international legal standing for our daughter. So I can't emphasize enough the importance of, even as a married two-mom family, you have to do the co-parent adoption as well.
So, Sharon,
so it's very important.
I want to ask you, when you're preparing to travel, you have your stacks of passports for your family. What other paperwork do you take with you?
We take the adoption document from the state of Connecticut. But I have to say, even before the big case in the Supreme Court, when we passed through immigration back into the United States, in certain states in particular, the immigration officers, because our daughter's on her passport are both our names, they usually considered us a family. I mean, they would allow us to enter as a family. So in terms of reentering the U.S., we've never had issues just using her passport, which is taken from her birth certificate, which Connecticut is like New York. You have both mom's names on it. But when we travel internationally, we take the actual adoption document as well.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sharon. Larry in East Orange, New Jersey, what did you want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, well, I want to expand the discussion a little bit towards adoptee rights and just get the opinion of your expert. You know, right now in the state of New York, when you're adopted, you're issued a false birth certificate. It's an amended birth certificate. And adoptees, adult adoptees, don't have access to their original birth certificates. We're trying very hard to change the law. But it's a very difficult uphill climb. And I wanted to hear if your expert has any opinion about this. The fight that adoptees are waging right now so that they have access to their original birth certificates.
And their biological parents. Susan Summer, has there been conversation about that as New York State looks at two parents on a birth certificate can be the two moms who were married? Was there conversation about how to keep a record of biological parentage for adopted kids?
Well, again, in the case we've been discussing, one of the parents is the biological parent. The sperm comes from an anonymous donor, so that person's name would never go on the birth certificate. The change is that the other parent, the spouse, is added to the birth certificate. This isn't a situation in which there's any masking of the birth parents of the child. I think that's a really distinct issue. I think what is really another interesting point that I've been hearing from the caller from Connecticut and New Jersey caller raises as well, in my mind, is that it just shows what an outlier this particular Brooklyn judge was, because there are many other states besides New York that also confer a parental status when a married couple using donor insemination has a child, and those states courts routinely give second parent adoptions, as in the situation of the Westport family. So it's going on not only routinely all over New York, but really all over the country, and should certainly continue. Judges in New York, you're very hopeful, will not be following the lead of this one particular judge.
We have to leave it there. Susan Sommer is an attorney with Lambda Legal and Director of Constitutional Litigation. Thanks so much for joining us and taking our calls.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer.